Sludge time once more. It was 1910. Germanius Maximus has secured his empire in the central of Europe and in some parts of that other continent, and also in China a little bit, and the ocean land with the little pieces of land in it a little bit. And Germanius Maximus looks to Germanius Minimus, his little friend, who has a lot of Slavs and people who eat goulash in his kingdom. He says, hey, we're going to be friends. But then the stupid frog people say, ew, ew. And then they tell the Russian people, we don't like the German people. And the Russian people say, yeah. Not realizing that they're slowly dying from the red fever. Also, Britain's there. You know, the Angloids are still there, ruining everything. But they don't do anything yet. Our erstwhile hero, Germanius Maximus, slowly continues conflict in the shadows with his old enemy, the frogs. And it finally comes to a head when this one dude was in a car and then he died. And Germanius Minimus, silly as he is, blamed that on Slavic people. And then the Russians, who remembered that they were Slavic people, even though they also oppressed Slavic people, were like, we're going to protect those Slavic people. And then the French were like, yeah, we're going to protect those Slavic people, protecting those Slavic people. And then the Germans were like, well, we're going to protect those Germans, not protecting the Slavic people who are fighting the protectors of the Slavic people, and then we're going to fight our true enemies who are protecting the protectors of the Slavic people. So anyways, also, the real reason why France is doing this is because they want this little piece of land with all these Germans in it. So they're like, it's kind of shaped like an L, because Waluigi was from there, and it's like an upside-down L. And then there's also this country called Belgium, which shouldn't exist. It's half Dutch and it's half frog, and that's kind of gross. It's so gross, and they had such a bad identity that to solidify national unity, they decided to take over the central part of Africa and, like, do the worst things possible there. So yeah, if you find a Belgian person, kick their ass. Hey, hoodle. Back to Germanius Prime and his, escapades. Now, Germanius Prime, being the better of the German leaders with the silly mustache, decides that he will prosecute this war, handing a bunch of money and happiness to the Austrians. And by Austrians, I mean Germanius Minimus. Now, G-Min, he says, alright, well, because we suck at everything and we're scared that the goulash people and the little Slavs that we keep on kicking in the balls might rebel against us if we go to war, we're going to be a bit silly, a bit tongue-in-cheek, and we're going to tell the Slavs that we don't like that, hey, we might not kill you if you do these demands of ours. Of course, they still wanted war, but, you know, just in case. And funnily enough, the little tiny little blue little guys, little blue southern Slavs called Sorbians, they were like, you know what, we're going to agree to like almost all of your demands, except one of them. And the Germanius Minimums were like, ew, you're cringe, fully mobilize, crush those little guys. And then they did, except they didn't, because the little Slavic guys did well against the big Minimus. And then Germanius Maximus, decides, well, might as well go down swinging. So he decides to invade through Belgium, which is protected by the Angloids because they're assholes. They're just the worst. They decided to protect the Belgians. I mean, seriously. Which makes it so that those Germanius Maximoids have to fight those pesky little Angloids as well. They're fighting the big Slavs who oppress the other Slavs and want to protect the other Slavs, the frogs and the Angloids. So yeah, Germanius Maximus should be scared, but aren't for some reason, and just decide to go to war. Now they start invading the Russians, who are the Slavs that do the thing, and the Russians aren't very happy because they suck at everything and they totally get boned. besides when they're fighting Germanius Minimus, because, you know, he's Minimus. Anyways, the Germanian Machamins, they go through the Belgium, and they occupy almost all of the Belgium, which was pretty silly. You know, they had some silly escapades there, and almost get to Pars, but once they don't get to Pars, the little front lines, they solidify, and then the people, they just build these pillow forts, and I look at each other, like, across the things, and it's pretty crazy, and they kind of just do that for, like, a while more, and then the Germanians, the big ones with the navy, they realize that their navy isn't very good. And the Angloids, because they're buttheads, they take away their navy and make it so they can't eat food. And then, and this is good news for the Germanicus Alliance, the Germanicus Alliance gets a friend out of the Bulgarians, the Bulgarians, who are those other Slavs who fought the blue Slavs a while back, the little tiny ones. Like, a while back, actually 2 years before this, because they wanted this area called Macedonia, which the blue guys got, and then it turns out that the Bulgars want the Macedonia again, so they invade the Serbians, and then they help the Austrians occupy the Serbians, and then there's these other guys called the Ottoman Empire, who hated the Slavs, who hated the other Slavs, who also hated the Russians, and they hate everything. But they decide that the Bulgarians aren't even that bad, so they join back up with the Bulgarians and the Central Powers, which is the Germanicus Alliance, and then they all declare war on the other guys. And now it's not just the Germanicus Alliance, it's the Central Powers with Germanicus Maximus, the Ottoman Empire, Bulgaria, and Germanicus Minimus. And then, Germanicus Maximus loses all of their colonies besides one of them, because they had this crazy guy who was like a lion, and he like ran around and he went into the Portuguese colonies and just kept fighting, and he was super cool, even though he was like an asshole, but he was super cool. His name was Paul von Lettow of Vorbeck. He was pretty cool. He didn't like that Hitler guy so much, so he was pretty cool. And then the Germanicus Maximus was kind of not doing well, but then they ended up killing those Slavs that hated the other Slavs that wanted to protect the other Slavs, you know, the Ruskians, by helping the Polish and the Ukrainians, and then the Polish and Ukrainians became little puppets of the big Germans, but it was fine. Well, it wasn't fine, and also that didn't end up really happening because the Central Powers were kind of bad at fighting after that, and also the big Americans, who are like the Angloids but kind of worse, decided to declare war on Germanicus Maximus despite all the Germanicans that live in their country, and then that was kind of sad, and then they won. And then they took away some land from Germanicus Maximus, reducing it to Germanicaminus. And then they destroyed Germanicus Minimus. And then they destroyed the Ottoman Empire. And they made Bulgaria a little rectangle. That's pretty much it. And that's how the First World War happened. That was sludge time. Apologies to Belgian viewers. Seems to be a few of you in the analytics, which is interesting. Thank you.